fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Welcome everybody here to the Beyond the Venture podcast. It's okay, no, that's perfect. We're gonna start right there. You want pants? We got pants. If you mess with your hair,
I'm trying to make it look good.
Listen, this is a podcast where four teenage mutant ninja turtles go ahead and answer the world of Cthulhu.
I like that.
Okay, yeah, you guys like that, right?
We had the Mario one last time. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into inspo.
All right, hello everyone. I am Dan O, and I play Alexander Young. Detective, and some detective.
Angie O. Dorothy Lear. Oh, librarian.
George, and I'm playing Martin.
Occupation.
I am a union organizer and community activist and part-time singer and blood pact enthusiast, but by accident, that was that one.
This guy goes by accident.
I don't think it was by accident. He was like, I'm going to put my hand in.
By the way, the short was so perfect because, like, you just see the camera and then you just see my hand and his hand comes into the camera.
He was perfect.
It was so perfect. And then I was canceled.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, I seen that. I seen it last night.
Joel, Theodore McAllister, investigative journalist.
And I am Sonny, your keeper. Did I got it right?
No.
I'm your seeker. Look at that, guys. It's been 12 episodes.
Wait, it's not
episode.
Keeper?
No, he was right. He was right. I keep on forgetting which way my hair goes.
Okay, so I actually have an interesting question for you guys. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the question. You guys are going to go ahead and take some time, and then you guys are just going to point it out, literally, okay?
Okay.
So out of all five main characters, including Arthur, which ones you guys think who's going to go ahead and die first? If you guys want to say Arthur, it'll be fine. You guys could go ahead and say Arthur.
Me, and if I can die quicker, that'd be great.
I think it's you. I think it's...
Who?
So wait. Let's go. Wait, let's give some time. Okay. Okay, a little bit of time. All right. Okay, and it counts to three. You guys get a point. One, two, three.
Martin.
All right, like this.
Wait, whoa! Why me?
Because if you don't believe in me, I don't believe in you.
You signed blood packs without reading them.
By accident.
He's very impulsive.
So how is he not going to die first?
No, I went like this. Me and him.
Yes, he did.
But it's fine. I guess, Martin.
You guys ready to go ahead and answer Appalachian?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so a quick little breakdown from last episode. Dorothy went ahead and gave Van Helsing the vial so he could go ahead and use it to have the Flatwoods Monster retreat. Excuse me, sorry about that. Alexander Young and Arthur went ahead and killed one of the Wendigos. Now, also then, too, Alexander Young went ahead and gave the compass to Theodore, which this compass goes ahead and helps out the other totems. Martin has a little guest go ahead and popped up right behind the shadow, which was Julian. Julian decided he wanted to go ahead and try to trick him, but Martin decided, hey, I'm just going to go into the trick anyways, and had a blood...
There's a worm on me!
Blood pack!
Joe, help! You
have oh my gosh, please!
And we'll be right back.
Hey.
Good one. What's that one caliper that was on the
book? Don't try to dig into your skin!
Also then too, Martin had a little shadowy guest coming right behind him in his head. Like I was trying to say, the one cat from Alice in Wonderland. Julian Valerius went ahead, came out of Martin's shadow, want to go ahead to work with the team, but also to try to trick Martin. And Martin went ahead and fell for it anyways, which hence created the Blood Pack.
Can you tell me again what the Blood Pack does?
Accidental Blood Pack.
So, actually, Martin has it.
Was it accidental?
So Martin has it, actually.
Oh, Martin has it?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the papers they're giving him. Martin, you have it.
Oh.
What were you looking into?
The Accidental Blood Pact is a parasitic bond of the soul. And because the sealer was sealed under the Red Moon, it is significantly harder to break than a standard contract. Really good lawyers.
And it also explains to you as well how you could go ahead and possibly break that pact with them.
I don't want it to be broken.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Can you say that Julian gave him that pamphlet to read about? The bond and you.
And blood. And blood.
The bond and you.
Okay. Let's talk about
for
it.
Dummy.
So, now also then too, like I was trying to go ahead and say, excuse me. The moon bleeds red and Serafina, Valerius, floats into the whole scene with the vampire pact. Hence, where Julian goes ahead out of excitement and says, his leader is here. I'm so sorry, I forgot what I was trying to go ahead and say, what she was. Now, what you guys want to go ahead and start off, okay? How you guys want to go ahead and start off with this? Wait. The Weaver wants to go ahead and leave.
Julian said it in that tone. The leader is here.
Yeah. Oh, I said it last episode.
And then Martin said, we have a queen.
Yes.
What'd you say, Martin?
We have a queen.
And obviously, I don't know who this thing is or anything, so obviously I have my gun cocked and ready.
Oh gosh.
And I tell Julian,
I tell Julian,
good or bad, friend or foe.
She is my patriarch. She is my leader. She is my queen, my everything. She is here right now to take what she wants. She wants a totem out of the Weaver.
And she will get one.
And I'll be like, what is she to me? And will she hurt me?
As you say that, she goes ahead and floats past all you guys because she wants to go towards the Weaver. And she answers, no, immortal. I am not interested in you. I am interested in that Weaver guy who goes ahead and plagues our lands.
Is she pointing in my direction?
No.
No. Is she... This is a woman?
Yes.
Is she beautiful?
Warren falls in love.
Thank God. Somebody asked.
I guess you
can. Can you roll for beauty?
Aww.
Roll for beauty.
Roll for beauty.
Yeah, it's appearance.
Roll for. That's a real thing.
Yeah, appearance is beauty. It's like how hot you
roll
are.
Roll for that.
My appearance is 50.
I have to roll for that.
My appearance is 50-50, so it's 50. So I'm like, I can look good.
They never gave her that. Oh,
that's what appearance is. Yeah. What are you?
60. Are you serious?
The
really?
I'm 55. It's giving the image you drew of me.
Wait, how hot are you?
60. I don't think I have one.
Yeah, it's in characteristic.
Oh, I'm 60?
I am me. Okay, so you know what?
She's a vampire anyway, so I mean...
Wait, hold on. Well, I mean, what would you like?
No, just a common old thing. I mean, she's a vampire, she's a queen, she's royalty,
yeah,
so
but
it's going to be...
Hot.
She's my queen.
So
yeah.
She is hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she have the appearance of an older lady or like a younger lady?
Younger.
Older.
So like,
he would be into older ladies.
That would be so
fine.
Good.
Isn't he himself old?
Could she be like 50?
Roll for. Hold on.
She's a bunch
on.
Of years old.
A cougar.
Remember, she's a bunch of years old. She's a vampire.
Yeah but like, how old does she look?
Oh, she's not. No.
She's in her 20s. Early 20s.
Tiger.
Go.
Roll for spot.
She has that one tooth that comes out?
Saber tooth tiger because she's an ancient cougar.
Roll for spot hidden.
Roll
wait,
for
all
spot
of us?
Hidden. No, just them.
Oh, okay.
Because I want you to go ahead and how she appears to you.
Oh, because you're in the blood pact.
Not 100.
Oh, yeah! Dorothy. She's beautiful! Yeah!
She's the most beautiful singer Martin ever seen.
Yeah! She can be a little chubby, too. That's fine.
She seems like a threat. But to Martin, he's in love. As again, she's floating right by towards the Weaver. Martin could not help himself but to...
He starts floating himself.
Starts catcalling her.
No. We respect.
Oh, okay. Whoa. You want to go and respect her.
You what? His knees are buckling.
That's fair. Okay.
That's anime nose bleeding?
No.
No!
His face turned like...
We keep it classy here.
Okay, can I...
He starts sweating a lot.
Okay, can I lock eyes with... Not the lady. With Van Helsing? So I can be like, what the hell's going on here?
Van Helsing goes, this is the reason why that I'm here. To go ahead and to start to... Well, one of the main reasons why I'm here. To go ahead and kill one of those damn things. Those are ancient vampires. So it's not tied to blood to Dracula.
Excuse me, wait. Am I hearing this?
I mean, no.
No, he's... This you're, is you're between little, me and Van Helsing,
I would say you're
much.
A little hypnotized by what, you know, her passing
you
by.
You are. You're in love with her.
I know, it's but that a, doesn't mean I need to be
it's
hypnotized.
Not a heavy like,
I'm pretty sure you're
distracted
by her beauty.
I would
you're
say like, you're just staring at her.
You're like Brock from Pokemon.
Oh, fair enough.
This is all willingly.
It won't hypnotize him.
Yeah, but he's just like, let me do this for you.
Yes. Yes, like, that's exactly what it is.
You like Pepe Le Pew from Looney Tunes?
Yes!
Come here, mon ami.
Oh my god.
Something like that.
What? Sanji.
That's good. Or
yes.
Like Sanji.
I don't know about that.
You don't watch One Piece?
No.
All right, we'll talk about that another.
You like Patreon?
I read it. No. Where are you guys getting these examples from?
Sir, you like they're all the
we
same
said
difference.
We're keeping it classy here.
Okay, fine. Sure.
Serfina goes ahead in an angry tone, still threatens the Weaver to give up the Starseed gem. But one told him that he controls as of right now. The Weaver's starting to get a little bit pressured. He is going to go ahead, even though he has one window left, he's going to want to leave.
Okay, can I quickly put my gun against his head and have...
what can I do?
You got brass knuckles. Do you got a knife?
Wink, wink.
No, I have.
I mean, you could.
Brass knuckles. You could brass knuckles in, like against his head too.
You could, but
can we get a cat fight?
Ooh.
Are you serious?
You
are too old for this.
Too old.
Yeah, she's that riding old lady I drove.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm gonna put my gun against the Weaver's head. Be like, you going somewhere?
Well,
oh wait, do I have to roll something?
You need to go ahead and roll to see if you could dodge the Wendigo.
Ah, frick!
Oh yeah. My god!
So you need to go ahead and go against that if you need
so
to.
So dexterity.
No.
Dodge.
Do you want to sneak or do you want to force your way past it, not caring at
Can
all?
Can I jump in front of it and punch it with my brass knuckle?
Ooh,
go ahead if you want.
Okay, so I'm gonna roll dodge to dodge its attack, so she can get the Wendigo. And I'm gonna put my head against the Weaver's head.
So you guys have to go ahead.
What do
and
I roll from my end? Fighting?
Brawl? I'll say brawl.
Okay, and that I'll roll be... dodge.
Gosh.
Oh please.
Okay.
You can go first.
So Dorothy, go ahead. You guys roll at the same time.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, somebody got shot.
95.
I got a 95.
16.
Okay.
So she.
Wait,
so if she hits it, does that mean I can dodge it?
Dorothy
or
goes
get advantage.
Probably just like bump you
so,
in front of you.
So go ahead, roll for advantage because now Dorothy goes ahead, punches the Wendigo right in the jaw.
I got one.
And oh my gosh. And which led the way for Alexander to go ahead and quickly, swiftly put his gun right to the temple of the Weaver and goes.
Okay, I'm gonna say. What do you think? I'm gonna put it against his head. I'm gonna say, "Where do you think you're going, bub?"
And then he goes.
And then I want to. Since I rolled the one, can I take his
You want to take the Starseed gem?
Finish him.
I want to take his totem.
You want to take the Starseed gem?
Yeah. Oh, since I rolled the one,
I didn't know he had a. Thing on him, a totem.
I know, but I'm saying like since I rolled the one and I got to him so fast, I could like pat him up.
It was the totem to where it with the he keeps the Braxton whore. It's not even it, honestly. The Flatwoods monster. I know it created its own stupid thing. The Flatwoods monster. That's what the totem was protecting. Hence, when he got in there, and
he told him to go away.
Blah blah blah. So now you want to go ahead and try to take it. Okay, so the Weaver goes ahead and composes himself since you went ahead and you had the genitals to put the gun towards his temple, composes himself, looks you dead in the eye, and he goes, "Well, you really think you could go ahead and stand up against me, human?"
I'm going to intimidate him.
Can I go back at him and backhand slap?
That's the Weaver.
Ooh!
See?
You want to
again, novella style? Didn't I hit? Oh, I didn't. I said I wanted to.
No, you hit. You hit the Weaver. The
with the knuckles.
You hit the monster.
The balls are the best.
I want to say like mess up words. So I don't know why.
What is the thing again?
The Wendigo.
Yeah. So you hit the Wendigo. Let me get close to him. So now he's at my mercy, and he's asking me that. But if you want to slap him, you're more than welcome to.
Tired of him talking.
Ooh.
So
you're gonna back in him with the brass knuckles?
No, I'll just do a bare hand.
Oh.
You want to bare hand him?
Just a slap. Just stop talking.
Like backhand or front hand?
Would that
damage
to maybe both?
Pimps that way he goes.
Do you ever got a ring on just to make sure really?
No, I got divorced. I had to return that, remember?
You got divorced?
You got divorced?
Yeah.
That means you're single.
Damn.
The Weaver will notice this.
Stop. You guys were supposed to know that about me, okay? That's why I bury myself in my books.
Van Helsing's eyes wide open.
Okay. So, who's doing what? You want to intimidate, but you want to go ahead and pip slap somebody.
Okay, she took aggro on it.
From what he's saying, I just want to slap him. Like, yo, stop. Just stop talking.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Is that fighting again?
I will roll for brawl,
and
then I'll give you the advantage because right now he's like keen eye and concentrated on.
Dang it, 8!
Wow.
Oh
wait, no. I mean,
you said advantage, no?
Yeah, I mean, you could roll. You got a 3.
I'm not even gonna go ahead and roll to dodge that. At this point, honestly, yeah, if you wanted to.
Oh my god!
Dorothy Lear, after the Weaver goes ahead and tries to intimidate Alexander, Dorothy Lear takes both hands. Hits him in the forehead and in the chin at the same time. Go figure. You never thought that somebody could go ahead and do that before.
Stop
but
talking.
Here we go.
Stop talking.
Does this discombobulate him?
It better. He better be disarmed.
Because one of her hands has the brass.
Do the damage.
Wait.
Calculate
because
the damage.
Of that, yes, but because of that disorient, can I finally get what he had on him? I know that's going to be a sneak, I'm assuming.
No. He would have to go ahead and drop it. Actually, because you had a critical success, yeah.
Real.
So, let me pause this. Let me go. No, I'm not. I'm gonna use one of your guys' dice. So I'll tie that to my bag up there.
Die.
Thank you. Die.
Don't die.
I'm so,
you have 3 over here, bro.
You go ahead.
Keep that one.
You go ahead and you slap them. I just forgot to go ahead and think. You go ahead and slap them. Goes on the floor, and he also drops the star seed gem.
Wait, I thought the Wendigo had it.
No, he had it.
Oh, okay.
So what do you guys go ahead and do? Let's fall on the floor.
Okay.
Now, you also have a vampire wants to go ahead and get it too.
I want
to
grab it and run back.
Okay, so she grabs it.
She grabs it.
Does he see? Oh, you're going to roll for it to see if he sees me grab it?
Nope.
Roll dexterity against them if he gives you
power. Should I do it now?
Okay. Ooh, hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
If you beat his roll, you got it. Roll another 3.
So, you want to go ahead and try to get the Star Seed gem, but Serafina wants to go ahead and stop you.
Oh my gosh, I forgot she's like literally watching all this. She's
so as you're about to go like this, she grabs your hand.
She uses her powers actually to basically stop you. So yeah, because she's floating. So she's a patriarch. So that was the word I was trying to go ahead and remember. So she's able, since she has ancient vampire power, she's able to almost lack of termination, telekinesis to stop you.
Wait,
so
power.
but you can roll if you want to try to break it.
Okay.
But it will be disadvantage.
Power?
Is it power?
Power is like mental.
Power is physical.
Is that my queen?
Yes.
Oh.
You're saying my
Because she rolled a 60 for that.
Yeah, she just like stopped me and
her dexterity was 95.
So constitution is if you're gonna stay conscious when you've taken like a big
love strong big woman
wound. Power is your mental fortitude.
Okay, so yes. Thank you. Domination. So you have to go ahead and roll for power.
So twice, and you gotta take the worst. You can use one.
Yeah, I'll use it.
Oh my god.
Just pass.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, wait, I'm over here. Wait.
Oh. So she grabs it. Oh.
I will no longer be obedient. Let me know if you know what movie that's from.
Okay.
My favorite movie.
So you go ahead and you grab it. Now, hold on. Excuse me. So, Safina tries to go ahead and stop you from grabbing it with her powers. Dorothy goes ahead with all her might and all her wisdom and age. Goes ahead and breaks free. Breaks free from it. And still was able to go ahead and grab the Star Seed gem. Now, what do you want to go ahead and do next with this?
I'm just running back to the group. Oh, well, where are they located? No, well, he's... Where are they located?
So, obviously, Alexandra's close to you, yes. Theodore's pretty far behind. Martin's a little bit ahead of him.
Is there a car near us?
Are we inside or outside?
You guys are outside.
Is there a car in the vicinity?
The car is, yeah.
Can I just run back to the car, hide behind it?
You could if you want. That's what you want to go ahead and do?
Yeah, I'll just run back there.
Okay, so now you want to go ahead and run towards... Dorothy goes ahead and run towards the car. Serafina goes ahead. Julian, get your pet. Get me that gem.
I would have loved it. You would have been like, not his pet.
Julian goes ahead and smiles. He goes, yes, my PGR. Grabs your hands.
My hand?
He grabs your hand. He looks in your eye, and he demands you to go ahead and get him... Your queen, our queen, the Starseed gem.
I have to ask the queen something first.
You have to ask the queen?
I have to ask her something.
What do you want to ask her?
Did you, ma'am, miss my prince, my patriarch, my...
Spit it, animal.
Oh, now we're having problems already. There we go. I think you made a mistake when you referred to me as... that disgusting Jillian, his pet. I am no one's pet. I can be your pet.
Oh,
but not his. Refer to me as his pet.
She quickly floats towards you, goes down.
Starts walking
right in front of you, and he goes, "You dare to go ahead and tell me what you or I are? Listen, let me explain to you something."
Let me hold on though. I do want
to
say.
She goes ahead and she uses her powers to put her finger on your lips, and it automatically just shuts quiet. So it goes.
Yes, ma'am.
Do his lips disappear?
Oh my god, no! But that would have been nice. It just shuts up forcefully, and she just by touching it.
I want to saving throw that one. I want to.
You want to save?
Because he fought that. You fought that. I want to fight it too.
Oh, well, you have to do it at disadvantage because you're technically controlled.
She also was disadvantaged as well.
Okay.
I want to, you know,
he wants a
passion
here.
Go ahead.
Oh,
he
wants to kiss her.
No, what are we doing? What are you doing? 73.
Wait, what's your... What's your
disadvantage? Yeah, he has mage.
Yeah, what's your power?
I have no idea.
P-O-W. All the way at the end.
65.
Ooh. Well, you have to roll again because you might get worse.
Disadvantage, yeah.
Worse?
Yeah, you have to roll twice.
Aww, oh dang, he actually got a 9 that time.
Wow.
So and with disadvantage though,
75.
He got a 75.
I'll use my 10 luck.
Oh.
You really am.
Can I say something after this scene is done?
A confused patriarch, surprised that a mere mortal was able to go ahead and swat her finger away from his mouth.
Reminder, I can be your pet, bark bark, but not that man's pet.
And he winks.
And she goes, Julian, what type of damn pet do you have in here?
An obedient, loyal pet to moi.
Julian goes ahead and grabs your hand, and he goes, okay, let's go ahead and get this. What you wanted to go ahead and say real quick?
I'd be like, Theodore, go, follow her!
What?
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Follow me. Somebody take this out of my hands.
Hold on.
Wait, I'm by the car.
Oh, never mind. You're far away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow. Okay. What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
Wait, did you not see me grab this thing though?
I saw you grab it. That's why I'm telling him to go follow you.
Okay. How far am I from
the car? I'm hiding behind.
She rented a car, so you are pretty close.
Not to her, to him.
To him? I would say you are a bit closer to Martin rather than Dorothy. So.
Okay, so witnessing all this, I don't hear all the words that she's, that floating lady is saying to him. To be honest, I'm kind of shocked by this whole thing. I've been out of commission for quite a bit.
You've been plotting. You got the compass.
I do have the compass. But I also have a knife.
Oh.
And you're a flightless bird.
Yep. And while I don't believe in my strength or my speed, I believe in my accuracy with the throw.
Oh my god!
So, seeing this lady go up to Martin.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh. She's a threat. She might kill him.
You're gonna throw the knife?
I take out my, Well, I have two options. I have a small pocket knife or a Bowie knife.
Oh, God!
I want to make sure it hurts, so I'm going to take out my Bowie knife.
Oh, my God.
That's an old knife.
I let it out like this, you know, like, you know, classic, hold it by the blade. So you
Right, by the tip, of course.
I think you got to roll something.
And I really try to aim right there. Where do I see? I see, like, between her eyes, maybe?
Her karate.
I see her major artery.
That would be for dexterity, bro. All right,
well, she's gonna hurt George. I gotta do this. And I'll roll for
I have to roll for dodge.
So bad.
I have to roll for dodge for her.
Do I notice the knife coming?
No, you're mesmerized by her.
Me looking up.
Yeah, you
oh
definitely.
Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
You're definitely not gonna remember. You're definitely not gonna roll the knife.
Okay, if I get 100, can it hit George?
No. If anything, let it hit her finger that he was doing towards her. Okay. Towards him.
All right. But,
Go ahead. Right. I already rolled for her dodge.
All right. And then, by the way, after I throw it, I quickly hide so she doesn't...
You guys are going to make me work late tonight. All
right. Oh, an 88. What's your dexterity?
Probably not that.
It's up here. 70, no?
It's up here. Mm-hmm. Your dexterity is 70.
Wow.
Wait. Shoot, 18.
What's your luck at?
Oh, you got a lot. Even touch
oh my gosh, she does that. Oh, he has a.
And I'm so sorry. She is a matriarch, not a patriarch. Excuse me.
Okay, yeah. What was her dexterity? What was her dodge?
26.
Oh, bro, you'd have to beat a 26 to actually do damage.
She goes ahead and she grabs it as you went ahead and threw the knife with two fingers.
Oh.
So her index and her middle finger. And now what she wants to go ahead and do, because she's getting pretty upset. She... Go ahead.
There's a little bit of holy water on that knife.
Oh! And poof, I'm gone.
Wait a minute. And garlic.
On my journeys, I met with a priest, and he blessed some water for me. And I was able to just liquidate that onto the knife before I threw it.
And boom! It shows that he was Catholic the whole time.
Serfina's holding... Oh my god, yeah, it is! That was it! That was a good one.
It's right there, and that's my hand.
Serfina!
Nice ring.
Thank you, yeah. That's canonically my ring. That's actually my inventory.
In case he needs to punch any beasts that are allergic to silver.
I have a ring.
He's prepared.
Serfina goes ahead and grabs the Bowie knife for a couple seconds, and she notices both of her fingers start to burn. She goes and looks at it, screams, and then she drops it right on the floor. You guys are really messing with the matriarch.
I have not done a thing!
Yeah, but still, this is really hilarious.
Okay, so as I stated before, I'm hiding behind a crate that, you know, after I throw, I immediately hid. My chest is bumping like...
Theodore, nervous, runs towards the car and try to hide with Dorothy as they're both shaking. Go. Now,
we're outside.
Gotta go!
Serfina's actually going to go ahead right now and use 5 of her magic points. She's going to take control either any of the lesser undead. Basically, she's going to control the Wendigo. She's going to go ahead and take control of the Wendigo. I'll go ahead and write down the 5 magic points later. And she's going to go ahead and send that way towards Theodore and Dorothy.
Wait, can you do the voice?
Yeah.
Do the roar.
Do the roar.
I love you, Daddy.
I am sick and tired of this! You lesser fiend! Go to them! Give me my totem! She sends the Wendigo towards Dorothy and to Theodore. And now you guys see a crippling with a broken jaw of a skeleton is slowly crawling, but in a non-natural way. So, like, all of his limbs are just...
A crippling?
Can I do something?
Wait. A crippling?
Yeah, like, it's dead.
I should say, excuse me, disoriented.
Oh, disoriented.
They got, yes, thank you, yes, because they got hit in the jaw.
Discombobulated.
There we go. And any other...
Okay, I guess...
What you want to go on and do, because it's like...
I can't, because if I do it, then I'm going to leave George.
What?
I can't do it.
Do whatever
you're going
to do, bro. Do whatever you're going to do.
What am I going to do if I leave you alone?
I don't know.
I want to fight it again. I'm not scared.
You're in the car.
I'm outside. I'm on the opposite side. Like, I'm in, not inside. I'm on the outside. Hiding behind it.
Okay, well...
It's like, oh great, she sends one of these crippling minions.
Okay, so I gotta freaking help you guys.
You have to.
I protect all. So what I'm gonna do is, as this thing is about to run, I jump on the back of this, holding onto the scruff of its neck, to ride it towards them.
Roll for agility.
Or what would that be? Roll for illusion.
Roll for hallucination.
Exactly.
And what you want to do again?
I want to jump on its back and hold on to its scruff so I can ride it to them. Roll so I can fitness. Help fight this thing.
You want to rock boy, guys?
Want to ride the Wendigo.
So that would be strength then.
Strength?
Because you're trying to ride it. And then you
have
Yeah, then you got to hold on to it. So go ahead.
Not 100.
So let me tell you. Why it should be an advantage. Okay. Regularly.
Yeah.
Please don't fail me. A 27! 17! 27 or 17?
What are you doing?
It was 27.
Roll again.
It was 27!
I'm not sure what it was.
I don't know.
That was definitely 27.
It was 27, y'all.
That was rough. Alright.
No. 27.
I don't agree with
okay.
that.
Okay.
Alexander successfully goes ahead and rides the Wendigo right behind its neck as it's still crawling towards them, but now it's starting to buck a little bit.
Ah, frick.
So what you want to go ahead and do real quick?
It's him, right?
Wait. If I have the stat, because there is a stat called animal handling.
Because the weaver right now, he's going to want to sneak towards this.
Actually, that might be in.
He's going to go ahead and try to go towards them as well.
So, can I roll driving auto?
Driving auto?
Nah.
Or the Wendigo?
Yes.
No.
Then just start throwing rocks at it.
If you want.
Okay, so what should I roll then?
I mean, to try to hold on?
Yeah, or is that just strength?
I mean, at this point, I would say just strength.
Okay.
You could try to, since it's bucking, you could try to go ahead and you're trying to gain distance towards them.
I'm trying to ride it in case it does go to them. I can kill this thing again.
Ooh, I know what I want to do now.
Okay, so that means you have your gun in your hand?
Yeah,
of course. Okay, so go ahead and roll to where you get to try your best to hold it down while you're riding it so you can get a good shot at its head. But then you have to roll for disadvantage, though, because of the fact
that... Okay, what am I rolling for it, though?
Strength. But you're rolling for disadvantage.
Oh, okay. First one is a 74. I lost it by 4. So I can probably use luck on that. And it's a 5. So for me to pass... Damn, I used up a lot of luck already. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna let it go.
You're gonna let it go? The Wendigo goes ahead and throws you right off. Now.
Where am I now?
Now. Well, you went halfway towards them.
So I'm like by Van Helsing now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good with that.
Now, the Weaver wants to go ahead. He wants to also run towards them and still get the Star Seed gem, especially that the Matriarch is pretty pissed. So, what you wanna go ahead? Go ahead.
I wanna start the car. I'm gonna run through them.
You're gonna start the car?
Yes, back up and medieval style horses, you know, whatever. What is it called? Just kind of.
Wait, is Theodore right next to you?
Hopefully he doesn't roll to the point where he just.
Oh, over chariot. The car.
Okay.
Is it.
like it a chair.
Oh, it's like the horses, you know, you have the stick.
Oh, joust.
Yeah. Is it joust?
Yeah. It's jousting.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, wait, what does Theodore do?
He's right behind me. I'm going to pull him into the car.
I'm still Theodore... for my life.
You're in the car now with me.
I'm in the car now.
Theodore.
Listen to your elders.
Dorothy and Theodore goes ahead and rushes to inside the car. Dorothy quickly turns on the car, turns on the lights, the headlights, and she screams out, "Everybody, let's go!" Or you want to go ahead and start screaming at real quick?
No, that's fine.
Now,
you shall not pass.
As she says that everybody look towards you, even Van Helsing, the Weaver, and the Matriarch, since that happened, the Weaver, again, still wants to run towards you guys.
Don't you roll to? I think it's just.
Well, do you want to go on?
It's they have actually a. They actually for? Have a driving automobile.
Mobile. Oh, I have a 20 on that. Yeah. Do I need to roll for that?
That's your queen.
Go ahead. Roll for auto.
Oh shoot!
Imagine Elvira.
So let me explain to you why she should get it.
Okay. Wait, are you driving just to hit the Weaver?
Well, whoever's coming at me.
She's not good driver.
I'm not a good driver.
Okay.
Typical.
What'd you roll?
My glasses fell.
71.
You roll. Oh my God. So Dorothy glasses falls right off her face. Now, as that happens, she swerves, misses the Weaver, butts, and next sighting. What?
Touch me.
What? What? What you see next, though, you see a familiar wolf in the bushes as you turn and you miss. So you're driving. Glasses falls right off.
Mm-hmm.
You turn and you miss because of that, and you hit the brakes really quickly because obviously you don't want to go
sorry.
And crash. You stop, gain your back invisibility. You see a familiar wolf in the distance.
Wait, all of us?
No.
Is that not Van Helsing?
It's the wolf that to where the jumped over between you and Theodore.
You know, I completely forgot about that. Theodore. Did we have a name for that? No.
It's me.
Huh?
Wait, yeah, you're seeing the
you'll
wolf.
You'll have to see it because I don't have my glasses on.
Your wolf friend.
Roll for spot hidden.
She has to roll for spot hidden, not him, right?
I put my glasses back on and then, okay, then
both
I see
them.
It.
Oh, both of you guys roll spot hidden.
No. I might have said I was divorced, but don't touch me. Ah.
You rolled a 75.
That was definitely a
90. Oh, was
75.
That?
Roll again. No, you got 75. I'm happy with that.
75? You failed yours then?
Yeah. Okay. I'm still deoriented from
don't worry.
Then.
Where you fail, I will succeed.
Failure.
Wait, what's your spot hidden?
Check this out. 70. Well, I'll use 7. I'll use 7.
Don't do it.
You're going to use 7 luck?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Wait for the end.
I got a slight headache from the braking.
All right. I won't do anything.
Oh, so they both failed.
Okay.
Should I roll?
No, not just yet. So as she goes ahead, Dorothy quickly stops the car because I guess she just wanted to go ahead and crash. She just sees a wolf. Now the wolf, because you guys couldn't go ahead and see the details of it because of how you guys stopped the car really fast, it jumps once again on the hood.
Oh my god.
And now it's slowly walking and it's looking. It's bowing its head as it's looking into the car as if it's checking something out inside the car.
Theodore, do you have your Scooby snacks?
Scooby
snacks. What was that noise?
It's yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. How did we get rid of this guy the first time?
Dorothy, what do you have on you?
Just a few mints, napkins. They're not used.
Wait. Mints.
Yet.
Mints.
And then I see some trail mix.
Van Helsing goes ahead and he actually tells Alexander, I'm so sorry, we're gonna go right back to you. My bad. He goes, the Thorn family. The Thorn family is here now. Alexander, he gives you his pistol. He goes, you need to go ahead and stop that wolf. Now, what are you gonna go ahead and say, Theodore?
Well, give me your trail mix.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, raisins?
I heard that wolves love raisins.
But this one looks different.
So do you. But anyway, getting back on topic, here.
He's gonna lose an arm.
Are you really
trying to press the back up?
The sun's getting real low, little guy. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Guess what?
What do you possibly have?
I have decent persuasion.
You gotta persuade the wolf?
Look at this. See?
It's good.
You know? Looks at the expiration date.
You notice as this
guy's here.
You notice as the head is still tilted, his eyes is looking at your hand and at you. And you can't tell yet by his body language if it's just wants to go ahead and kill you or
Did
anything.
It roll?
It's just looking at your hand and at you.
I don't want to fight you and you don't want to fight me. But
we you're going to eat them all.
Can I lift up my totem and have him do something? Maybe it glows in his face and he retreats.
He's going to roll for persuasion first.
Okay.
I will roll for persuasion.
Because of the fact that he wants to go ahead
with
and
a handful of raisins.
Oh my gosh.
The one!
Oh my god!
We're forever bonded now!
You're welcome.
Tell me what that does.
You literally hear it talk, and it goes.
It's laughing at me?
No, it. I'm back. I'm actually surprised that we rolled a one to hit. This is pretty cool. It goes ahead, and you notice that it talks, but before it talks, it opens up its mouth, it starts to panther, its eyes softened up, its common sores goes ahead and softens as it stresses out, and its tail starts to wag midway.
If this is a girl, you got this.
So,
what?
So you made friends with this. So that body language of any dog or canine means that, like, you gain its trust, and the ears go back.
Can I start petting it?
Yes.
You can do whatever you want with it.
And now it's head. You feel it growl a little bit. You feel the texture of the fur. You notice that its hair is silver. And then it goes, raisins. I love raisins.
That's how it's be. All right.
I'm going to call you Raisin.
Oh, Theodore, you're wild.
Maybe we started off on the wrong foot. But maybe you can help us.
Tail stops and it goes, well, first, my name is Lana, not Raisin.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I'm a Raisin.
Didn't mean to rename you. But now that I know your name, Lana?
Lana.
Anthony. I'd love for you to be friends with me.
Oh, of course. I want to be friends with you. It starts to rub on your body like any dog would do. But because what they'll do is the sign of trust. They'll take their head and their body and they'll start to rub and give them their backs.
I wanted a companion.
So it's doing that to you. But you notice it though, it's whenever it starts to rub its body on you, it's rubbing more on the compass. That slight notice.
Yes, the compass.
It's glowing.
We don't have a compass, buddy.
What about my totem? What is that doing?
What do you want to go and use with it, though?
I mean, can I say that when he was doing that whole interaction with the wolf, I kind of just, like, use it to block? And what does it do? What is it going to do? What can it do? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so you grab it to, like, activate it.
Did I?
Well, you're able to go ahead. I know for sure you're able to go ahead and see far distances.
With this?
For one. Yeah. Hold on one second.
Dorothy, do you say hi to Lana?
Well, I mean, those were my raisins. Will she be nice to me?
We share and we don't judge.
Can Lana just start growling at Dorothy really hard?
I mean, if that's what you want.
No.
Those were my raisins.
You basically gained its trust, so, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's just true. Plus, I told her to be friends with... Well, I said friends with me, not us. I should have said us. Uh-oh.
Recharge.
I think I'm just going to hand it over to someone.
We gotta go ahead and hand it to.
I'll give it to Alexander if he ends up showing up where we are.
Okay, so since I'm seeing this all go down, I'm gonna turn around and be like,
Well, Arthur goes ahead real quick. He goes, buddy, just so you know, I almost forgot Arthur was in here too. My bad.
That's right. Arthur was a character.
Yeah, right. Arthur goes, so partner, is that one of the totems that we need to go ahead and to destroy?
Honestly, I think it is, but there's more pressing matters right now. Like, who the heck is that wolf? And why is it eating raisins? But that's not the big one.
Her name is Lana.
I don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you.
He's not reached, over by you.
He hasn't reached the car yet.
Her name is Lana.
Apparently her name is Lana, Art. But I think we need to help our buddy over here, Martin. Because that man is freaking... He's in love. And you're blind when you're love. Or when you're in love. I don't know.
Well, what did was it Julian and no?
Oh shoot!
The ones that we missed.
The Weaver's all by itself now.
The Weaver's, yeah. So the Weaver's trying to go to Dorothy, but also then too, you also have Julian and Martin as well to get there as well.
Okay, I'm gonna look at Martin and be like, Martin, let's go! Come on,
Martin. He's trying to go ahead and listen to you, but he's being dragged by Julian by the hand. You can still answer. You can still say something. You don't want
to. I go with them.
So Martin's being dragged. Martin's being,
I'm not dragged.
Being dragged.
I'm going willingly.
He's going willingly with Julian. And Arthur goes, "Hey, Julian! Julian!" He goes ahead and cocks his shotgun and he points it right at Julian.
Wait, who?
Arthur.
No! Oh, what do I do?
What you want me to do here, partner? He's going ahead and go towards Dorothy now.
Say that one more time. I don't know what you say.
It's the whole point of being southern.
Okay, I'm going to be like, okay. And I'm going to smack myself. And I'll be like, all right, go to Dorothy and Theodore now, everything. I'm going to head over to George. And I'm going to go over to Martin.
Who's George?
And... No, well, he just Van Helsing, you're coming with me.
Van Helsing looks in confusion. He goes, okay.
Perfect. And so I wanna run over to Julian and be like, whoa, Julian, come on, man.
What? Did you not hear my matriarch? I need to get this gem now.
Get my hand out of Julian's hand. Let go of me, you fiend.
You need to go ahead and roll for this guy. Just to do that.
Y'all connected to the hip.
Four.
Oh my gosh!
I can't even put disadvantage on that.
He's strong and tall, remember?
Yeah.
That's weird. It's a weird holding hand.
Let go of my hand, pale face!
He goes ahead, yanks his hand away from Julian. He goes,
hand me.
And he goes, you. What is wrong with you?
And I slap him across the face.
Oh my God.
Only to my love will she grab me like this.
Martin goes ahead and smacks Julian, and then you take the same feeling hit at the same side.
That's fine. I like it.
Oh,
all right.
Ah, you found your kink.
Okay. I am not saying any of these words. You are saying these words. I am just saying.
She regained sanity.
These are all implied.
I mean, actually, at this point, I don't think he could. Yeah, he's got to. No.
It can't hurt me because I like it.
No, it's just weird because he's being weird. Hey, I don't know.
Damn straight.
No, actually, I would say you would lose sanity from this.
That's fine.
But not. Not just now with it. No. Not just now with it.
End it with that, please.
So.
End with him moaning.
So. And I'm surprised the Weaver goes ahead, jumps over Martin, tries to go ahead towards Dorothy. Give me the totem!
No!
Theodore has gained a companion, while Martin has fallen in love with the Lady Vampire. Honestly, none of us know what will happen next, or even prepared for it. Join us next time as we try to survive the night in the Appalachians. Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Joel Ortegi as Theodore McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Dorothy Lear and editor of the podcast, George Morales as Marn Gomez, me, Daniel Ortegi as Alexander Young, and Sonny Fontanez as our keeper. Intro and outro song is Father's Words by Daniel Matos. Check him out on Instagram at daniel.matostjd. We're trying to focus on Patreon a bit more, and if you want to help us out, please check it out. Also, remember to check us out on our social media, especially TikTok. We started a sub-channel where we talk unscripted about the latest shows and movies, and we go live on TikTok for questions from you. Thank you to all for joining us, and we hope to see you next time here at Beyond Adventure Podcast.